Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Make sure you check out our website, cannabistalk101.com, as we have so many great articles and blogs on our site. Feel free to call us anytime at 1-800-420-1980. Check us out on YouTube and IG at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one Christopher, right?
Hello.
And Joe Grande is at Joe Grande 52. And today, before we get into it, if you want to turn the typical into something special, when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website at loranoils.com.
Loran, welcome world, welcome world. Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, your number one source for everything cannabis. That right there was Connor Vivaldi, and I am Daniel Hidalgo. We are both part of the production crew behind the boards. We got Nyx.
Say what's up.
Camo Fault.
Hello, hello.
Sheesh,
She's running things over there today.
And that's our crew today. And today we're bringing you some news you can use as usual. It's been a long week of nothing but back-to-back headlines and facts. But you know what? We're waking up early and bringing them to you. So let's just jump right into it. According to a new study recently published in the peer-reviewed Harm Reduction Journal, free cannabis could relieve the ongoing opioid crisis. So giving away free cannabis through harm reduction programs could reduce drug overdose deaths and improve the quality of life of people with substance abuse disorder, especially the ones, you know, shooting up. According to the findings of a recent study, research in this case study investigates the effects of cannabis donation program in rural Michigan. The authors of the study say that the research is the first to document the impact of such a program in the U.S. So in short, guys, they've already been trying to do it in Michigan and it's starting to work. And it's the very first of its kind. It's a one of a kind study that they're trying to do, pretty much giving away cannabis. And anybody who's fiending out there, they're pretty much just giving it to them, hoping that they could like transfer addictions or whatever they call it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So my question is, do you believe in what the study is trying to do, or how can the state go about helping the opioid crisis through cannabis without spending too much money? Those are my two questions.
Those are great questions.
Absolutely. I'm gonna start with let's start with Nyx. We'll do it backwards. We'll start with Nyx. Nyx, do you believe in this, what the study's trying to do? And if so, how can the state go on with helping them by giving them free cannabis without spending too much money? Like how do you think we can tackle that?
So personally, I really believe in harm reduction. Mm-hmm. I think that you can't like blame addicts for what they're going through. And I don't believe in demonizing people who struggle with addiction. From what we see of like harm reduction centers where you can go use, you know, they'll test their drugs for you to tell you if it's clean. They'll give you clean syringes and needles and you can use right there on the spot in a place where you know that you're safe. You know, they have Narcan available and all of that stuff. And really, I think, you know, a lot of concern is like, well, that just makes it easier to use drugs and then more people are going to do drugs.
It's just but a it's, fact, you know, that they're going to do that, right?
To me, it's not even the case, because really what we're trying to do is lessen how many people die from this.
Exactly.
So instead of thinking about like how many people are using, this is considering how many people are dying. Mm. And if we're stopping people from dying and we're saving them, I think that should come first. Yeah, exactly. So I think that this cannabis new like treatment that they're introducing and trying to develop is really interesting and can kind of maybe be the next step in harm reduction. So if you can treat pain through cannabis, and then you have less of a reason to use, or you could maybe curb some mm-hmm. cravings that you have for more extreme drugs, more harmful drugs, by using cannabis, then that sounds good to me. Like, I think this all sounds very positive.
I agree.
And I know, I like, honestly, it just makes me think of this one experience that I had when I was, you know, on my lunch break at a job and just smoking a joint. And this is like during like the height of the pandemic, so everyone's very germ conscious. But I had presumably someone who was homeless come up to me and ask for just like a hit of the joint.
Did you give it to him?
So it was COVID, and normally I wouldn't have no problem with that, but I was like scared.
Yeah, you were like, hell no.
So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just, you know, like with the times we're in right now, like I can't. But at the end of my lunch, I still had like half the joint left, and I went and found him and gave it to him before going back to work. So, but he was so grateful, and he just kept saying like, you have no idea. Like, this is my pain management. Like, this is going to save me today. Like, He was very grateful in that way. So this just makes me think of him and how, like, you know, potentially he could be a person that could benefit from this. Like, you know, maybe you can't get your hands on weed, but you can, you have your hands on something else for whatever reason. Like, if you're trying to treat pain, especially with opioids, because a lot of people get prescribed opioids by the doctor and then they become addicted to it and then they can't access it that way anymore. So I totally believe in this, and I think they're on the right track with this.
Absolutely. I think so too. Do you think how do you think they could do like help give out free cannabis without spending too much, you think?
Sorry, I flipped to the wrong camera.
No, you're all good.
When it comes to government spending, I'm kind of on an extremist side of personally believing like we spend way too much on military and police.
Oh, I agree.
Like,
I agree.
The U.S. police force is the third most funded army in the world. Mm. So there's us, and I don't remember who's second. And then there's our police force is bigger than whole nation's armies is our police force. So I personally feel like that money should be redirected towards things that we actually need. And I know that something like this would not cost even a fraction of their budget. So, I mean, I could talk about, you know, police and army for way too long, and that's not what this conversation is about. But I do think that there are plenty of places within our budget that we can pull money from, especially if it's going to save lives.
And ultimately, I like where you were going with that. We could actually, you know, take reallocate different funds to different things. How about you, Connor?
Yeah, and like, you know, I think you're totally right, Nix, in that we could definitely redistribute funds across the board and, you know, make it more feasible over more bases. However, if we're being real, it's not in the best interest of those passing the laws for them to do that, you know, and so that's why it won't get done. It's not for a matter of, you know, whether it's right or wrong. It's just they don't care. That's how I take it and how I understand it, because if it was in their best interest, it would be done already. And, you know, that's why they're called career politicians, because they make a career on appealing to their constituents, cycle and cycle again to be able to get their seat again and just get that paycheck, at least as far as the House of Representatives goes. And so, you know, it's little incentive to get it done because you can just keep campaigning on it forever. So, you know, it definitely is a tough situation with trying to dismantle the current, you know, allocation of funds, because obviously we don't need, you know, billions on billions on billions to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I just wonder how Michigan's doing it, because they were doing it with in the article it was saying it was a cannabis donation program. So that means somebody had to donate all that cannabis. Hopefully it was the New Orleans Police Department, and that's really what happened.
And they blame the rats.
Yeah, they blame the rats eating it. Not just kidding. But hopefully it's just not cannabis that went to waste, and hopefully it's not it's safe and safe in quality.
For sure.
Hopefully it's bomb and it's safe. Bye.
Peace.
See you guys. But you know what? We're gonna take a break right now, and when we're back, we have another article out of Massachusetts for you, and we'll be right back.
Follow Blue at One Christopher Wright. Follow Joe Grande at Joe Grande 52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Cali Effects' full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 13 other 100 elements and are naturally derived substances from the hemp and plant. Check out the tinctures, waters, topicals, and vape collections. Go feel the effects with Cali Effects at CaliEffects.com. All right, what's next on the agenda, Daniel?
So we got a headline coming out of Massachusetts, and I'm actually going to let Nyx take this one away.
All right. So, Massachusetts governor is planning to issue pardons for cannabis possession. So, the Massachusetts governor, Maura Healey, is following President Joe Biden's lead and is pardoning those with cannabis possession charges. So in Massachusetts, cannabis has been legal since 2016, which is actually the same as here in California.
Absolutely.
And back in December, Biden issued pardons at the federal level for cannabis possession. And when he did that, he asked state governors to follow suit and issue their state level pardons for cannabis possession. And then we have a couple of opinions from people within the article. So the Cannabis Control Commission, sorry, I lost my place here. The Cannabis Control Commission charged with administering the legal cannabis market in Massachusetts. They basically estimated that close to 69,000 civil or criminal violations for marijuana possession were issued in Massachusetts from 2000 to 2013. Damn. But it's currently unclear how many people Government Healey's pardon will affect. So basically, this is going to affect thousands of people for sure, but we don't know.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, we don't know the exact numbers yet. But what I find interesting is that what the article quoted the 69,000 from is for years 2000 to 2013, but weed was only legal in that state since 2016.
Exactly.
So my question for you is, how many years back should this pardon affect? And should it be since weed's legalization or from before that?
That's a good question. Okay, so technically they did. All right, so what you're saying is, like, so there was close to between 2000 and 2013, they estimated like a little under 70,000 people were criminally convicted of cannabis. So, but that's before 2016 when they were breaking. So they're technically they're breaking the law, is what you're saying.
It would be like, you know, retrospective action where they would, you know, expunge people from doing that. I mean, I hope that's the case, because
I think, yeah,
but it would make sense. And I didn't read the article, but it could make sense that, you know, the compromise is that, you know, it's prosecutions after that point. That, I mean, I could see that happening, but, you know, I would love for it to be fucking till the dawn of time that you could.
And I think that's the only fair part, okay? If we've realized that we are wrong and we should go back and maybe release the people who are in there. Like, there might be somebody in there who was just, you know, picking up an ounce back, like, you know, 1999 or something like that, and then he got nabbed up because some hater or something like that, or
his registration was out.
Or his registration.
You know what I'm saying? Some bullshit.
Exactly. Something that's like, how could you, you know, we all have bad days, and I don't think you should be punished for cannabis. I don't care on what degree, unless you steal it. You hear that, rats? Rats from New Orleans? Stop eating the weed in the evidence room, please. So anyways.
Bad.
No. To go full circle, Nick's, I think that the pardon should include everybody, like, across the board throughout the history of Massachusetts. And I applaud all the governors that are following suit with the Biden administration. You know, as a youngster that doesn't care too much about politics and watches TV a lot, they do bash him about, like, oh, he's old, he doesn't know where it's at. Maybe he's just so pro-cannabis that, you know, he's just stoned, and you know what I mean? They just need to leave him alone a little, let the man do his job, because at the end of the day, presidents are the face of the whatever political party there is, you know what I mean? And it's really like whatever team you side on or whatever, it is what it is. Cannabis is for everybody, no matter what side of the fence you stay on, right? So
yep.
I think they should pardon everyone. And I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that what do you think, Nick's? Do you think, like, they broke the law? So, like, you know, so it was law then, but they should, you know, since they broke it, they deserve to carry out their sentence. And I'm not saying, like, they should have been, you know, in there forever. You know what I mean? Like, life in prison for a joint or anything like that. But I don't think any type of possession constitutes, like, you know, years in prison.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't even really like there's no justice in this justice system that we have going on. It's really like a legal system. And as far as our legal system goes, it's a lot of when it comes to prosecuting people, it's about what precedent was set. And so it's kind of like, how do we treat, you know, this particular problem is how we're going to treat all of the following problems that we have when it occurs. Sorry, I'm trying to, like, gather all of my thoughts.
You're
here.
Good.
It's all good. But take your time.
I just think that honestly, no one should be in jail for weed. Like, period. Like, just it just shouldn't exist.
And we should just pardon everybody.
It's so,
right?
It's so simple. Like, it's a flower.
Yeah.
Like, tough shit.
Exactly. And that being said, guys, that is the second segment. And when we're when we come right back, we're going to go to Delaware. And we will see what article comes out of there. We'll be right back. Keep it locked and loaded on Cannabis Talk 101, your number one source for everything cannabis.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime. 1-800-420-1980 and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now, back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
Are you ready to make your own edibles? Well, Truffly Made offers the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositories and silicone molds on the market. It's made in Germany and developed by candy makers for candy makers. Truffly Made can help you with recipe services such as developing or adjusting recipes, custom silicone molds, and they come to you and your facility with on-site consulting and train your team with the candy depositors themselves. This is your for your home or commercial use. You can manufacture over 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. Order yours today at the website www.trufflymade.com or call them direct at 619-500-3102. And that brings us back to the Cannabis Talk 101 show with Connor, Daniel, and Nix.
Yep, yep, we're back with some news you can use. And I think Nix's got one more in the oven for us over there in Delaware.
This Nix, is a good one.
Take us away, Nix.
All right, so Delaware is considering having their dispensaries do deli-style weed selling. Ooh. Which is what they're calling it. So basically, deli-style is just refers to the fact that when you go to a deli, you can be like, oh, I want to sample that. I want a slice of that cheese. Yeah, that tastes good. I'll get a whole pound, whatever. They want to be able to do that with weed.
Wow.
So currently in Delaware, cannabis has to be sold in tamper-proof packages that are sealed. So that makes it impossible to know exactly what you're buying. Like, you can't look at your particular buds in that package. And the marijuana commissioner, Robert Koop, wants to have both deli-style and prepackaged options available. So we're not taking away your tamper-proof packages. We're just giving another option. And he also says that there will be regulation in place to keep cannabis fresh and bacteria free, like having bulk qualities stored in large mason jars.
Very important.
Oregon and Colorado actually already sell weed this way, so there is a way to do it properly, as they've been successful with that. We have another opinion from William Rohrer, I think is his name, who runs The Farm, which is a Delaware-based medical marijuana company with two growing operations and two dispensaries. And he believes that while it's a good idea, he's worried about quality control, as dispensaries frequently be opening the jars in a less controlled environment than where it's currently packaged. So there's going to have to be a lot more regulation on how the dispensary itself operates, and how we handle the product is going to change if they start implementing this. So basically,
the cannabis in Oregon and Colorado, they're pretty much in big mason jars, and then you would go and pay whatever money, and then they would give you, like, it's just old school style cannabis jars. And while I do agree, with what was his name, William Rohrer, that opening up the jars might mess up like the thing. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, but at the same time, I think this is so awesome, and it's a brand new opportunity for cannabis to head in like a different direction. It's actually very creative to have a deli style. Like, I go into places all the time and I just look at numbers. I'm like, oh, THC percentage, CBD, and then price. You know what I mean? And then I look at a jar that's probably been packaged like months ago, by the way. And when I open it, it's dry as hell. I'm taking down a bong toke that tastes whack. And on top of that, it's burning the back of my throat like I smoked a backwood or something. But I think, you know, you could get around that. You know what I mean? I get those little humidifier packs. I just throw them in there. You fix that. But at the same time, different preventative measures is what I think is the answer to that. If they have a problem with the mason jars, preventing, you know, cannabis to be all, I guess, bacteria free or less dry, whatever they want. But I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. Didn't you have a question or something?
Oh, well, you're basically already addressing the question, which is, will deli-style dispensaries lower product quality and possibly cause danger with the concern of bacteria contamination? Uh-huh. Or is this better for the consumer because we can know exactly what we're buying and the quality? And I just want to say, to your point of, you know, I'm opening up a jar of weed that's months old and it's dry and whatever. I used to work at dispensaries for a couple years, and it's true that what you're buying is months old, and everything legally has to have a package date on it. So a lot of times customers are concerned with what's the THC percentage. And I want to tell them that what you really should be looking at is what's the package date on your fucking flower.
Yeah, because it has a half-life and everything. And like over 6 months, about half the THC percentage completely drops. You know what I'm saying? And
not so, only like, that, it's terrible, man. Like, if you guys smoked some old weed, right?
Yeah. It's awful. It's dry and it ends up turning into THCA.
What's the oldest weed that you guys ever smoked off the top of your heads? And I'll tell you guys at the end when you guys answer, but go ahead.
Personally, I don't know how old it was, because it's one of those things where, like, it got put in a random jar. I don't even know where it came from. It sat there forever. I ran out of everything else and it was like, fuck it, you know, just try to smoke it anyway. But no, probably years old, honestly. I know I've hit carts that are probably 2 or 3 years honestly, which is just gross. I don't recommend it.
What color was it? It was probably like red or something.
Oh, yeah, like dark brown. Like.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. I'd say you? I went to a dispensary like probably over the pandemic, or maybe just like coming on that other end of it. And I got some like budget weed that they had on sale on the website. So I go in, I get it. And then I'm like, I'm on the way home. It was 9 months, bro. I was already almost home. I was like, I want to turn around and bring that back, cause that's heinous. And, it was just brittle as a Skittle.
Yeah, I when I was working at the dispensaries, that's the number one thing, is all that shit that's on sale. There's a reason it's on sale.
Of course.
But also, they would sometimes give the employees like products and stuff. And I remember one time we had these I don't know if you've ever smoked them, but they're called tarantulas. Mm-hmm. There's like, they have different lines. There's like their red, green, and blue ones, whatever. They're different levels of
they're
goodness.
They're like pre-rolls?
They're pre-rolls, yeah. Yeah. They're infused pre-rolls. So
I've
they're
had
like,
that before.
They're dipped
exactly
and rolled.
What you're
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
But so they actually like expired. We had like hundreds of pre-rolls that expired.
And they gave them to y'all.
And they illegally gave them to us. They were, because it was so painful to throw them away, because I've actually seen them throw out old products and like you have to grind it up and like you have to make it unrecognizable. You can't let it look like bud anymore. And they would like grind it up in like a fine powder and then like put it in a bag with tons of liquid and like juice and stuff, so it's a different color and it's just crazy. Just destroy it just to get rid of it. So they had so many expired pre-rolls that they decided to just start giving them out to the employees, which is totally not allowed.
Yes.
But yeah, those
didn't get you high.
Honestly, yeah. Like nice. More than not smoking weed, but
so, kind of probably gave it a little spice to it.
I mean, right? I'll always take free weed, but yeah, those were pretty old. That I think that would probably be the oldest I smoked that was like I knew for sure how old it was, which was definitely over a year. And I held on to them for a while too, because I can't throw shit away. I'm like, it has to get
I feel
used.
You. I can't let it waste. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's crazy, though. Hey.
I'm going to hit you with this little story time before we get out of here.
Yeah, let me hear it.
But you know what? First, we're going to do the staff names, and then I'll fucking go in. What's the oldest, you know, oldest nug I smoke? But we're going to hit up with the staff names. Go ahead, Connor.
We want to thank everyone here, and that is Adrian, Amy, Amir, Mary,
Magazine Mondo,
Michaela, Nyx, Elizabeth, Teddy the Show Dog, Ice Dog Zeus, Daniel,
Diego,
Joe, Lupita,
Litzy,
Logan, Lorenzo, Gary, Francisco,
Carly,
Litzy, Logan. Already did that line.
You said that shit.
Connor, Cam, Beach Bar Solar,
Brandon T.
Ali Muffin, Sunday, OG Skinny Ruby, Goldie, Brother Pitt, Mark Carnes, Chris Franchino,
Tony,
Jennifer, Erica, and Elvis. That is a
thank
long
you
list
guys.
Of
I know,
soldiers.
It's just getting longer and longer.
Soldiers.
Pretty soon, we're going to be like, we're going to thank our marching. European team and our South Central American team, and pretty soon.
But yeah, Daniel, so
yes,
we got two
go.
Absolute expired nug stories. I know you have a good one.
Ooh, I got you motherfuckers beat, man. Okay, so the ninth grade, we're gonna put you back. We're gonna go all the way back 2009. We're talking about T-Pain is topping the charts with like I Can't Believe It with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And it's my birthday. It's April 7th, right? It's like a weekend. It might be a Saturday. So we go down the street and I'm like, you know, we're gonna go spend my birthday like at the beach, you know, Venice Beach or one of the places. I think we went somewhere where like they had jetties and shit. You know what I mean? I forget where it was. But anyways, the point was, is that we made this like bong out of a real like downstem and like glass on glass slider, you know, bowl piece.
Yeah.
But we used a Gatorade bottle. I don't know why, but it just worked perfect. And to this day, it was probably one of the most like functional bongs that I've ever smoked out of. Like it was getting me fucked up. I'm telling you, it was a 20 ounce bottle. But anyway, so we bought some bud, and to make a long story short, some of that nug from that session, I remember it. I had it in a cellophane from a cigarette pack, and then I was so high that I ended up like stashing it between the seats, and I think we used my mom's car to go out there. So my mom, fast forward maybe like 2 years after high school, I went to college straight out of high school, so I was like about 20, and we're selling that car. It was a Grand Marquis, a Mercury Grand Marquis. But I was cleaning out the back seat, and what do I find is that bud from 6 years ago.
Whoa.
Wrapped in the cellophane. And what did I do? Fucking smoked it.
That's
and it was
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Waste
it was,
not want not.
No, yeah, it was 6 years old. It was about 6 years old. And then
what did it taste
it
like?
It looked yellow. Oh, I don't even remember, bro. But I remember like smoking it in a bong, and it was like the smoke was like dark yellow. It was so disgusting. It was
that's gotta be like straight CBN at that point.
Oh, for
like
sure. I don't even know. It was so dry, Nyx. It was like it looked like a piece of popcorn, like caramel popcorn. I swear to
God,
it was so brown, dude.
at the dispensaries, we'll have like these like light displays, right? That light from the bottom to make the jars pop out. But the weed inside those jars gets decimated. It looks, yes, it's literally like the color of hay. Like, it's so gross.
Yeah, they're just getting plasmid by them.
For real. I had this one guy who insisted on a particular strain. And I'm like, no, dude, like, we're all out. And he's like, I see it right there. And I'm like, I mean, I can sell you the display, but you're not going to want it. And he's like, I want that one. And I take it out of the display and I get everything ready for him. And he looks at the bottom of the jar where you can see the nugs and he sees that they're fucking yellow. Yeah. And he goes, what is wrong? What's this shit? What, blah, blah. And I'm like, I warned you. Like, you don't want this fucking weed out of here.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah, especially those lights are harsh, man. They like stress the plant out, probably make it all brown. Like,
yeah,
just
they're not
cooking it.
Not
so he wasn't
that
happy. He didn't take it.
No, he did not buy it because he had eyes.
Yeah, no, well, he should have had some sense and listened to
and
you.
Some fucking ears. Yeah.
For real. But that's all the time we have.
Yeah.
Connor, take us away, please.
Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in to Cannabis Talk 101, your world's number one source
for everything cannabis.
And we will catch you next time. If no one else loves you,
we do.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.